Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, this is the Daily Home Edit, the daily podcast from the team at Home Beautiful Magazine. I'm Sarah Berman, the editor of the magazine.
And I'm Julia Houlihan, the art director. And today we're talking all things sofas. And the reason we're talking about this, Sarah, is because I'm in the market to buy a new one. I'll have to admit it, but I need help. So there's so many things to think about when buying a sofa. So let's talk about comfort factor.
It is the most important thing.
So do you think it's more important than the way the sofa looks?
Yes, I really do. Okay, yeah. Well, you need the balance. You need the balance.
Definitely.
But you are going to spend so much time sitting on this thing.
Especially now that Netflix is such a popular thing in everyone's homes. I must admit, I'm spending more time on my sofa than I probably should.
And sofas, actually, they're such a key thing in so many parts of life, not just sitting and watching TV, but also
entertaining as well.
Entertaining.
Sort of sit around the living room. Yeah.
Spending time with the family. Yeah, yeah.
What I discovered when I went sofa shopping on the weekend was that the ones that looked the best were the most uncomfortable. So it kind of brings me to the point, I cannot buy a sofa without seeing it in real life. Have you ever bought one online?
No, I haven't. Yeah. But I've had that same experience where I've decided online what sofa I wanted.
To go and have a look at.
Then went into the store, and when I saw it, it was a completely different thing.
I was so disappointed. But I realised that, comfort, I can't skimp on comfort.
Okay, so tell us, how do you test for comfort?
Sit, lie, lounge. I literally was lying on these sofas. I looked like an idiot, but I was like, I'm going to have this sofa for 10 years or more. I want it to be really comfortable. Now, material. There's obviously linen, wool, leather, velvet. Is that just a personal choice?
There are so many pros and cons to each fabric. So it's really about what's the sofa for, where's it going to sit, who's going to be using it, and how long do you want it to last?
And I have a dog, so that also comes down to material as well.
So you might be choosing leather in that case.
Yeah, but you see, I've had a leather sofa and they're cold in winter and hot in summer.
Really?
And I don't want to have that again. Yeah, they look lovely and they look luxurious and very stylish. But for my uses, I think, it's not the one for me.
Great for getting dog hair off as well is the leather.
True.
I've never actually had a leather sofa, but I did make a fabric choice that I regret, and I'm going to share that experience now because want others to make. I chose a beautiful – I made the mistake of thinking because something was more expensive, it was going to be better for my lifestyle.
It's not always the case.
So I chose a beautiful wool fabric in quite a light grey colour. So the problems were, A, the colour. I've got small children.
Too light.
Yeah. So every little stain, every little
– not forgiving enough, is it?
No, it's not forgiving enough. Watermarks show up, so it's even really difficult to spot clean it. And it peels, so it's covered
I never thought about peeling.
Yeah.
Just like a good old jumper.
Yeah. So fabric is key, and I would suggest listening to the sales assistant, which I did not do.
They actually know what they're talking about.
They know what they're talking about, yes.
It's also important to check how the sofa's frame is being constructed, so whether it's constructed out of steel or wood.
And I'd suggest too, you want to go for a local supplier. So go Australian made. Companies like King Furniture are fully made in Australia, which is a really important thing.
And obviously the steel structure is more supportive and would probably last longer. But something I've noticed with our current sofa is we live near the beach and the steel is getting a little bit of salt spray on it, really. So it's a little bit harder to clean, and I don't know how much longer that's going to last. So it's something to consider.
Now, the number one mistake that everybody makes when buying a new sofa, and this is a big one, is failing to measure.
Measure twice, buy once.
Yes, and don't just measure the sofa itself. So don't just measure your room and the sofa. You also want to measure the doorways. You want to think about how this sofa is going to get into your house.
That's something that wouldn't even cross my mind, delivering the sofa into the apartment.
Yeah,
how's it going to get in?
Yeah, they always want to know if you've got stairs.
Yeah.
And there's a real reason for that, because it can be really tricky to get a really long sofa around those tight corners and upstairs. So think about that. The tip that we've shared before is to measure out using masking tape on your floor as well. It gives you a real sense of the scale of the piece and how it's going to fit in your room.
And don't forget about depth, not just about length. How far off the wall will it sit? Will you want to walk way behind the sofa? Will there be room for that?
Jules, I'm so glad that you've been sofa shopping and you could share all these tips and advice for us today.
Yeah, so I think everyone should have that checklist before going to buy a sofa.
Thank you for listening. Please rate, review and subscribe to The Daily Home Edit. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.